Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Waters, top five reasons for your program to hire Will Wade. And this is dedicated to you, Garrett.
My man, appreciate you.
All right. Number five. He brings an edge. Like, if you are missing that, he certainly brings an edge. You watch the way McNeese State plays, they don't give a you know what. Like, they just go out there and play and hoop, and he brings an edge to them that they just – there's a swagger, an edge, whatever you want to call it. And Garrett's kind of got me on board on this, you know, just watching. Like, I went back and I've been, like, looked at the stats and the way that they play and, you know, looking at the bracket this week. I think it would be foolish if you've got an opening to not at least consider him. Now, look, not everybody's a fit everywhere, you know, but if you have got a culture that would fit him and a program that needs a spark, like, I know Louisville won't do it because, like, they're hiring another coach that got caught up in the same thing that they were caught up in, but that's the kind of coach that probably Louisville needs right now to shoot some energy into the program, for sure.
Yeah, he is fiery. He will bring a personality and an edge, as you said, to whoever he goes to, and he'll win.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll win.
Number four.
Is that one of the five?
Yeah. He'll win. he can recruit.
Well, we know that.
And
even better now because he can do it anyway.
Yeah. And he can bring guys in. Look what he did with McNeese State. He just turned around, and Garrett hustled and got.
Took everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Hustle to win, got these guys. Now, are those guys going to be at McNeese State next year if Will Wade is not?
No.
Probably not. But he's gotten guys to McNeese State that probably would have normally gone there, you know, and put together, I use this analogy a lot, but that, like, Las Vegas Golden Knights roster of, you know, maybe not a superstar, but they've got a, you know, like, all their lines are twos, you know, is where everybody else doesn't have that, you know, so... they kind of have that all the way around, and he can absolutely go out there and recruit. And look, he was doing it at LSU. There's no doubt about
that. Ben Simmons, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And he got the most out of Ben Simmons than anybody's ever gotten out of Ben Simmons.
Ever.
Ever. Ben Simmons without Will Wade is, I mean, you know, it's like just a slice of toast without butter on it.
For some reason, I went back and looked at him the other day as far as the games he's played. And I think there was one year where he was out most of the year. He has missed an inordinate amount of games. And sometimes injuries or...
I think he's got two problems.
I think he zones out a little bit and is just like, oh, I'm done.
He's injury prone.
That's not probably fair, but...
And he's also got a big case of the I don't want us and you're paying me anyway.
Yep. There you go.
So there
I agree.
You go.
And I mean paying a bunch of money.
Yeah. Yep. He's making a lot. I keep kicking this... thing out.
Would you stop grabbing my knee?
Number three, he's not stuck in the past. This is not a guy who
not a retread.
No, and he's not a retread, and he's also not stuck in the, this is the way that we should do things. This is the way that it was, you know? And I think that that's important.
What was that you said the other day? That's the way you used to do it, and we liked it.
Yeah, somebody that's the said way that to it was, us. And yeah. we liked it.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you can't do that anymore. You can certainly, you know, have ideals and goals and morals and all those things, but you do have to... And we asked Dave Aranda when he sat right here about this. Like, you have to find that line of what the new world is, what you want the world to be, and what you're comfortable doing in the new world. That way you don't mess with your ethics, but you also don't live on in an ivory tower.
Right.
That's the advice I would give to Dabo Swinney, as a matter of fact. Like, look, I know you don't like it, but find the way that it works for you so that you're not the only one sitting by yourself going, I don't like this transfer portal. Well, everybody else likes it. You know, like, you can't, you know, Dabo Sweeney's kind of like me with Kenny Chesney. You know, like, he's out on the hill alone.
One of these days he's going to come up to you. You're going to bump into him at I don't know what event. He's going to start singing to you, look you deep in the eyes, and you're going
to
melt.
I want to say, listen, can we be friends, but you never sing to me again?
Yeah.
This is my problem with you. It has nothing to do with your personality. You seem like a nice guy. I just don't like this whole thing. Number two, he will hustle NIL. And when I say hustle NIL, I don't mean about recruiting. He will make sure that it is secured and that because he believes in it, he knows how to go and do it. And it is a huge part. Now, like, it is...
I think one of the things, and I brought this up, I think I did earlier in the week about Scott Drew, the Louisville, whatever the noise was, and of course that was never to the point where it was even on, like, number... Perhaps it was there, but it was never really going... Is that I think one of the things Scott would like to have better at Baylor is that he doesn't have to hustle as much to do the NIL, like the tournament in Detroit. And again, GXG is helping a great deal, but I think he wants something even more so from the Baylor perspective outside of what GXG does and what he does.
And the thing is that even if Will Wade gets what Scott Drew wants or here, they still know how to do it. They still are willing to do it. They still know the avenues to do, because if Scott says, hey, let's go make a deal with this tournament in Detroit, I'm going to go coach, like, that's what he wants, is for somebody else to do that so that he can focus on other things.
Yep.
But Will Wade knows how to do that. So I think that that's something, because hustling NIL is going to be a big thing. He also clearly has no problem making deals. Listen to the phone call.
Yep.
Just listen to the famous phone call.
Yep.
He's fine with that. And number one, he wins. The dude wins.
Oh, I stole that from you.
Yeah.
You stole
that. He wins.
Yeah, he does.
He absolutely wins. He gets W's. And if you're a program that's stuck there, look.
Patino.
Do you know who he's a fit for?
Bruce Pearl. Guys that have been through Kelvin Sampson.
If everybody else is too afraid to go hire him or doesn't want that, you know who I know won't be right now, who just fired their coach today? SMU.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
SMU and Will Wade would be a great match. A great match. He's in a great basketball league in the ACC. If Florida State and Clemson leave, that's not hurting the basketball.
No.
You know, I know Clemson's in the tournament this year, but, you know, congratulations to you. It's the same thing as when Florida State gets in. Like, ooh, we got a cookie.
Yeah.
We're not going to win the thing. So he's going into a good basketball league. He's going to a school that is... pushed all their chips to the middle of the table on NIL and the new way of doing things, so they can stay in the new world of college athletics. But yeah, he's going to win. So, and look, I wouldn't be surprised if they fired Rob Lanier knowing that they can go get Will Wade, because so many schools have a bug up their ass about it that they're like, whoa, we can't do
touch
that.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, somebody brought that up with Texas. If in fact they were to go, and I don't think they would.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those where they would rather, you know, remember the kid from Lake Travis who did something with the bullying or whatever?
That's a good point.
And they're just, and you got to give them credit for that. They've taken maybe, like, the Sarkisian thing could be considered a possible risk, but that's something different than, like, something that could be, like, very legal or a little bit of, whoa. Be careful. I'm sure a lot of coaches or a lot of ADs would like to hire him that probably won't be given that opportunity. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Texas and Colorado State early on. Colorado State, remember, they played earlier in the week, and they're up 8-2. It's very early, like 4 minutes or so, maybe the first timeout, TV timeout. Thank you to all of you, even though the tournament's been going on, that have been a part of the show today. Thanks to our guest. I just love the honesty and transparency we got from former Baylor two-time Big 12 championship quarterback Bryce Petty about that game in November and the honoring the teams in November against TCU. For Emery Winter, Jack McKenzie's on the road in Memphis. Levi Caraway somehow is somewhere covering baseball. And Garrett Ross, Paul Catalina. Craig's at Baylor football practice to get the latest. I think Jake Spavital will be heard after practice today. I'm David Smoke, and our great sponsors will be here tomorrow. We will have coverage of Baylor and Colgate and a lot more, as we do. And it's kind of fun to have games going on while we're doing the show. Don't forget tonight, 10:30, 365 Sports tonight on the local CW. Good night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.